Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Timing, as they say, is everything. Whether it's telling a joke, making a dramatic entrance onto a play, or popping the question, timing is everything. When the timing is right, people laugh at your joke, gasp at your entrance, or smile radiantly in response to your proposal. And when the timing is off, they are just as likely to gasp at your joke, smile at your entrance, or laugh at your proposal. Timing, as they say, is everything, which is what makes this encounter between Jesus and Martha so painful, as it appears that Jesus has his timing all wrong. You get that sense immediately from Martha's greeting. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That is, in case you're wondering, a very, very polite way of saying, you came too late, and my brother's time ran out. It's not hard to sympathize with Martha. The passage we heard read this morning is just a few verses from a much longer story. At the outset of the story, a friend of Jesus by the name of Lazarus has become ill. His sisters, Martha and Mary, also friends of Jesus, sent him a note telling him that Lazarus is ill and asking him to come and heal him. They had good reason to believe Jesus would. After all, Jesus has been healing people, helping people from the beginning of his ministry. And these are his friends, his very close friends. But that is not how this story plays out. As St. John writes, although Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. 2 days. So that by the time he finally gets there, Lazarus is dead. No wonder Martha is upset. She obviously knew where Jesus was so that she could send a note to him, which means that she also knew how long it should take Jesus to get to them, which also means that she knows Jesus took an unnecessarily long time to get there. All of which prompts this greeting, which is really a grief-stricken and maybe even anger-laden reproach. Lord, if you had been here, if you'd been on time, my brother would not have died. I'm guessing that almost every one of us has felt like that at one time or another. Maybe it's the reoccurrence of an illness or fear for a friend's mental health. Maybe it's that your child is back at the hospital or spouse is suddenly so distant. Maybe it's that you didn't get your first choice of school or the future suddenly for some reason feels so uncertain. Maybe it's any number of challenges that seem overwhelming, just too much to handle on our own. Whatever it is, whenever it happened, you prayed. You know that's the thing to do. You made your request known to God, and it feels like nothing happened. Lord, if you'd been here, we want to say, but what comes out, why didn't you come in time? Somehow, even now, even amid her grief, Martha still holds out some hope as she continues, but even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask, to which Jesus responds, your brother will rise again. Martha, on hearing this, assumes Jesus is offering her some spiritual comfort in the place of actual physical help. We sometimes do the same. God has a plan, we sometimes say to those who are grieving, or God must have needed another angel in heaven, offering spiritual platitudes because we don't know what to say in the face of such pain. And so Martha goes along with this. She responds in kind, essentially affirming her belief in heaven and the ultimate comfort that provides, saying, I know he will rise again at the resurrection on the last day. But that's not what Jesus meant. And in his next words, we get a better sense of Jesus' actual intent, a better sense of his timing. As he says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. All those who believe in me, even though they die, yet will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never truly die." Well, Jesus, as it turns out, has an entirely different sense of timing. Because wherever Jesus is, you see, life is there. Wherever Jesus is, there is possibility. Wherever Jesus is, there is hope. Wherever Jesus is, there's not simply more time, but rather it is suddenly the right time. The right time to experience and know God's love and care and promise and protection. Jesus then asks Martha if she believes this, and in response, Martha makes the great confession of St. John's Gospel, saying, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Timing is everything. Not just in this scene, but across the whole of John's Gospel. In fact, there are two kinds of time that dominate John's imagination. One is the kind of time with which we count and track the everyday events of our lives. It's the time that is measured in minutes and seconds, hours and days. It's the time we spend standing in lines or clocking in at work or waiting at the stoplight. It's the time that measures how much time we spend at the hospital or the waiting room or by the bedside of a loved one. It is mundane, ordinary time, and it beats on relentlessly until that time we close our eyes for good and escape its dull, predictable cadence. But there is another kind of time that St. John describes as well. It is a special, even royal kind of time where all that is predictable fades, and what emerges in its place is sheer possibility. This is God's time, and it punctures through the ordinary canvas and clock of our lives at unexpected moments to reveal, to give us a glimpse of the divine. When Jesus declares that he is the resurrection and the life, he isn't speaking of some distant event, some future time and date when on the calendar when he will return in glory to judge the quick and the dead. Rather, he's talking about now, right now, in our immediate presence. Whenever we sense that God is with us, available to us, holding on to us through everything, and promising never to let us go. You may well remember how this story ends. After this encounter with Martha and another one like it with Mary, Jesus goes to the tomb where Lazarus is laid and commands him to come out. And he does, which is why we usually call this story the raising of Lazarus. But what I find really interesting is not so much the miracle, but rather the fact that the conversation Martha and Jesus have, the promise Jesus makes, and the confession of faith that prompts in Martha, all of this happens before Lazarus is raised. I mean, I could understand, I think we could all understand her great confession after Jesus has raised her brother from the dead. "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God. Obviously, you just raised someone from the dead." But Martha confesses first, with no knowledge, no idea what will come next. Why? Or maybe more importantly, how? I think it's because that's just what happens when we realize that Jesus is among us, that God is with us, holding on to us, blessing us, even using us for the sake of others. Time, in those moments when we notice, are aware of Jesus' presence, is suddenly in abundance, and all things are possible. 3 years ago, at just this very time, it felt like the timing was all wrong. A global pandemic, No more than 250, and then 50, and then 25 people able to gather together at one time. Everything shut down. What awful timing. We had just started celebrating our centennial. We were growing, expanding our Sunday school and music programs, and we had just started seeing some success in a relatively new outreach ministry offering a sit-down meal in our fellowship hall to those who didn't have enough food. That last one hurt in particular. Our community meal was finally getting established, and it took some time. The first 4 weeks we offered it, no one came. But word began to get out, and people began to come in drips and drabs. 15 1 week, 25 another. 4 months later, in March of 2020, we had topped 100. 100 neighbors without enough food that we were able to help. We were delighted. And then came the pandemic. No gatherings inside, surely no sharing of food. What awful timing. Until our team, our staff, and mighty volunteers realized Jesus is still with us. God is still among us. Suddenly, that indoor sit-down meal became a drive-through grab-and-go. And rather than feed 100, it was 500, and then 8, and then 1,000. And at the peak of the pandemic, when the need was greatest, we were sharing 2,000 meals a week. 3 years later, we have not looked back, still hosting a drive-through community meal each week, still sharing 600 to 800 meals with those in need every Thursday afternoon. I am the resurrection and the life. When Jesus is on the scene, it is always the right time. That doesn't mean that everything will go our way. That doesn't mean all those things we hope and pray for will come to be. But it does mean that in those moments of deepest need, we will sense and remember that Jesus is here with us and trust that God is with us and for us and will show up at extraordinary and unexpected times to do incredible things through us. Timing, as they say, is everything. So what time is it? 11:35 or so on a Sunday morning? Sure, but also more. Because Jesus is the resurrection and the life, it is also the right time, God's time, even here, even now, and all things are possible. Amen.